You're with SBS Radio.
നമസ്കാരം, ശ്രീ ആർ രാജഗോപാലൻ, സ്വാഗതം എസ് ബി എസ് മലയാളത്തിലേക്ക്.
നന്ദി, താങ്ക് യു.
സോ ഐ നോ യു കാൻ സ്പീക്ക് ഫ്ലുവൻറ്റ് മലയാളം.
കുറച്ച് പറയും.
ഓക്കെ, ഇന്ത്യ ഒരു ജനറൽ ഇലക്ഷനിലേക്ക് പോവുകയാണ്, നെക്സ്റ്റ് ഇയർ ജനറൽ ഇലക്ഷനിലേക്ക് പോവുകയാണ്. ഇപ്പോഴത്തെ ഒരു സാഹചര്യത്തിൽ ആര് ജയിക്കുമെന്നാണ് താങ്കൾക്ക് പ്രവചിക്കാൻ കഴിയുക?
2019 BJP മേ കം ടു സിംഗിൾ ലാർജസ്റ്റ് പാർട്ടി.
Okay.
The reason is there is no strong opposition. Rahul Gandhi, Congress, there is no sign of its improving their position because it is ruling only 3 states in India out of 29.
Mm-hmm.
Puducherry is a union territory. Punjab and Karnataka. Karnataka also, they are a second fiddling. They are not the main personality in Karnataka. Therefore, understanding Indian politics, in 2019, it is going to be a tough election. All opposition parties will give a tough fight to Mr. Narendra Modi. But at that same time, in short, politics can be described in one word for 2019: Narendra Modi versus 35 regional parties. The reason being, I can enunciate Shivdas, Mamata Banerjee Trinamool Congress, National Conference of Farooq Abdullah in Jammu Kashmir and PDP in Jammu Kashmir of Mufti Mahmood, plus JDU and Chandrababu Naidu's Telugu Desam, KCR, K. Chandrasekhar Rao's Telangana Rashtra Samiti. These are all parties which have base in the states, whereas Congress, under the leadership of Mr. Rahul Gandhi, in 15 years, he could not build the organization. Whatever the organization has been there, it all from Mr. Rajiv Gandhi, Indira Gandhi days onwards. That is the reason I say it is going to be, Congress is going to be weakened in 2019,
mm-hmm.
and Narendra Modi versus 35 regional parties. Even if Congress gets some 50 seats in Lok Sabha, that is not going to be ample seats to give support to the regional parties.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, political understanding of my 40 years of parliament coverage, I get an impression that it is going to be BJP with a lesser margin of seats.
But Congress is joining hands with most of these regional parties. If you look at Uttar Pradesh or North Indian state elections that has happened recently, Congress was contesting against them. If they join hands, don't you think that this alliance, the Congress and regional party alliance, will get more votes and that will be coming from the BJP kitty?
Of course, the opposition parties will get more votes. Even now, Narendra Modi has got only less number of votes, but still, he got
still, large number of votes. Still, why do you think that BJP will come back to power again?
The reason is, unless Congress and communist Marxist communist parties get together with regional parties, there is no strong government which can, you know, be given by the people, and with the strong opposition parties are unable to have one leader as a common leader who can be projected against Narendra Modi. It is going to be a presidential form of government style of functioning. 2019 is because 2014 had a Narendra Modi wave.
Yeah.
Now that wave is not there, but Narendra Modi versus whom? That question mark has come.
Okay, so if there is a common leader from the opposition parties, is there going to be a better challenge against Narendra Modi?
Even otherwise, Narendra Modi will face tough challenge because people have a lot of anger against Narendra Modi's government, but that is not, you know, consolidated by the opposition parties. My view of 40 years of political reporting, Shivdas, it is going to be tough for opposition parties. It is going to be easy for the ruling party, that is BJP, to sway away the votes of the common persons.
But how is Narendra Modi going to answer to many of the questions like the petrol price or value of the rupee or demonetization, what has happened to demonetization? These kind of questions are being raised everywhere.
It is a tough time. It is tough time for Narendra Modi. That is what I am saying. Mr. Pranab Mukherjee and Mr. Narendra Modi have told me every election is of tough election,
mm-hmm.
even if it's a panchayat election. Since government of India is going to be tested in 2019 by 130 crore people of India, it is going to be a tough challenge. But Mr. Narendra Modi, about this type of, you know, questions what you raised about petrol price, it was in UPA government also, it was in Devagoda government also, plus demonetization. A strong decision he has taken, at least one decision which Congress was unable to take. Congress also brought the country to a crunch. But Narendra Modi, whether it is right or wrong, he has taken one decision. People stood by him. 1 month the country was in a turmoil, but at the same he overcame that. At the same time, the surgical strike will balance demonetization's bad impact. I am going to tell you an interesting thing. In October or November, Mr. Narendra Modi, a man who is known for surprises, he is going to spring a big surprise, and that will so sway away the voters against negative of whatever.
Of course, that everyone is expecting, everyone who is reading the politics is expecting that Narendra Modi will come up with really surprising announcements. But how can you say that demonetization was not bad? Like, you are suggesting that it was he has taken that decision. So he was bold enough to take that decision. But if that decision was bad for the country, look at the numbers now. 99.3% of notes have come back. And
yeah, today Reserve Bank has gone. Today morning in Delhi, the Reserve Bank has done the story, because demonetization, whether it is bad or wrong or right, Shivdas, he has taken one decision. Why the other governments did not take that?
Indira Gandhi has taken a decision in 1975.
Of course, it is a tested. They tested
To declare emergency. She has taken a decision. Was it right?
Correct. It was wrong. It was wrong. But it was proved wrong. But she was defeated. If 2019, if people reject Narendra Modi, yes, demonetization was wrong. But to counter that, there is no tall leader in Indian politics, Shivdas, I'm telling you. During Indira Gandhi's time, we had Morarji Desai, Karunakaran, C.M. Stephen. What type of personalities I saw in parliament? Who are they now? No one in tall leader. No, the India has not produced, I'm sorry to say, there is no tall leader in parliament to question Narendra Modi.
So you are saying that whatever he has done is wrong or it has failed, still, he will win just because the opposition is weak.
He may not get the 282 seats. My rough estimation is, presently, BJP has got 282. I would fix somewhere 250, 240, like that. Whereas Congress, which is 44, may not increase more than 60. Unless Congress and CPM, the Mamata Banerjee, Samajwadi Party, Bahujan Samajwadi Party, Mayawati, all of them put together,
mm-hmm.
they should come 150. That chances are not likely now at the present situation.
Let me come to the next point about media in India.
Please.
Because most of the media houses in India are run by corporate houses these days. And you are the consultant to Times Now also.
Yes.
Isn't it a reality that all these media houses in India, the major media houses in India, they are either being purchased by the government or being blacked out by them?
I don't think so. Media is very free in India. You are criticizing Narendra Modi in a foreign soil, and that is being reported in the media. I'm telling that in Australia, that is also freedom backing.
Criticizing the Prime Minister is not a favor by someone.
Not that you criticize,
yeah.
But with all lot of logics. The surgical strike, he's going to Lahore to meet Mr. Nawaz Sharif. He's going to Jaffna. Why you are not criticizing that? He has done much for the downtrodden. He has done much for the...
No, I'm talking about the media. The media
India. Coming back to that point, media is free in India. Because I have put in 40 years, Shivdas, not 1 or 2 years in parliament reporting. Somnath Chatterjee given me a decoration, long and distinguished journalist of parliament. Therefore, my understanding is media is free, but the left parties are making the government vulnerable by projecting fake news. After the social media's emergence, the real media had been relegated. Shivdas, I am a connect between print media,
mm-hmm.
television media, web media, and now the Twitter and Facebook media. I am the connect between all the four medias. My understanding, the real media is now social media. That is why you get a feeling sitting in Australia, sitting in a foreign country, that Indian media is not freedom. Indian media has got full freedom, I am saying, because we criticize the government, we criticize the opposition parties, we criticize the government policies. The space is given. If government controls that, then you can criticize that government is putting an emergency type. For example, day before yesterday, the left organization protesters and, you know, those who tried to kill Narendra Modi have been arrested. Fake news are all being put before this public by social media like Twitter, like Facebook, like WhatsApp, like that. What can government of India do on that?
So what about postcard news? You might be knowing postcard news.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't you think that it's spreading fake news?
But my point is fake
no,
news.
No, you're targeting the left party based fake news.
Of course, because left parties are, I'm telling you, the real reason left parties do not want Narendra Modi to continue.
I'm talking about
that is why they are creating this type of fake news.
You're alleging that. You are alleging that.
That is my allegation.
And you're alleging that left parties are fake.
I have strong points.
Coming back to Postcard News, that's a right-wing news website. The editor of that website was charged for spreading fake news and communal hatred. So when you are alleging against the left-oriented websites or social media channels, the right-wing channels are also doing the same thing.
Shivdas, that is what I say. I am a connect between four media separately, print, television, website, now Twitter era. But the first two, print and television, are not creating fake news. It's WhatsApp and it is First
Times
Post.
The channel you are associated with, Times Now. Times Now has called Kerala a thundery Pakistan.
No, that is not. No, I don't think so. I don't think. They don't use this type of slang.
Times Now Republic.
Times Now Republic, you know, even if Kerala journalists are very fast, they have been wanting that to get some sort of negative aspect about Times Now. I am defending Times Now here because Times Now did not do any sort of that story.
Okay, so since you have defended, I have just Googled it. And
please.
Times Now dubs Kerala thundery Pakistan, draws flag. That's a report on the Indian Express. Isn't it anti-national?
Shivdas, one second. You are interested in rehabilitation or finding fault with Times Now? You have to do rehabilitation for the 40 lakh people who lost their lives and who lost their properties in Kerala.
Please don't divert the subject. This is not about recent times. This has happened almost 10 or 11 months back. Just ahead of Amit Shah's visit to Kerala, Times Now called Kerala a thundery Pakistan. Isn't it anti-national?
The point is, Mr. Shivdas, every person, as left party correspondents have freedom, the right party correspondents have also freedom to say that. I am defending Times Now. The reason is Times Now did not cross its limit.
So calling a state in India as Pakistan, isn't it crossing the limits?
You want to say in JNU, tukde tukde karenge.
That's not proven yet.
Therefore, you can create a tukde tukde. And left parties, if criticize left parties, you get annoyed.
There is no charge sheet in the court yet in that case.
That will come. But it is heard all over the world that few people sung the song,
and
India tukde tukde honge.
And the case is that a particular TV channel edited those visuals, adding that particular tukda slogan to that.
I agree.
Isn't it fake news?
Therefore, coming to the point, to answer your question simply, corporate houses are owning media. Media is split into left and right. India has got a full press freedom. But at the same time, left leanings are more. Fake news are created by left parties. That is what I charge. That is my allegation. Because government has not acted against that left party media or against the right party media.
Okay, so finally, you're saying that calling thundery Pakistan is right.
I stand by Times Now story.
And editing the audio of Tukda Tukda India to a visual is right, but writing something about Amit Shah's son is wrong.
We will leave it to the viewers.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you, Shivdas. It's a good, interesting one. Two journalists fighting on that radio is a good one, and it will prompt the people to know the truth.
Thank you, Mr. Rajagopal.
Thank you. SBS.com.au